there's lots and lots of reasons, lots of grievances with the government. Not only, I mean, the government has been incapable of providing basic services for the past 25 years, essentially since the Civil War ended. People here have not been getting 24 hours of electricity. They've not been getting reliable water. They usually have to wind up buying their water from private distributors who come in tanks and deliver, you know, worthless quality water that's really not drinkable. So then they have to go buy drinking water. So the security situation of the country has been lacking, I guess, as well, especially since 2005. There's been assassinations that no one seems to get tried for. There is, you know, the police seem to act in a, or the army seems to act in a rather arbitrary manner. So the last, these are all things that people, everyone was really upset about. But when they finally stopped collecting the trash and trash piled up on the streets, it became a very clear, you know, visible, physical symbol that you could smell. You know, you could, it was a perfect metaphor. You could smell that the government itself had rot, you know, that it was decaying and worthless. So what became, what started as a street campaign to say, you know, we want a good solution, a sustainable solution to the garbage crisis, instead of just shoveling all the trash into the forest, and this is what they're doing, forests and rivers and so forth. They said, we want a sustainable solution. And then very quickly this became, we want the recognition of the government, we want new parliamentary elections. Oh, that's another thing I forgot to tell you. The parliament has ended its own term 2 years ago, instead of holding elections. So very quickly it exploded into, yeah, it blossomed into something much larger than the trash.